Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we are a financial literacy class with different topics each week. We show you how to connect you to the credit you want and deserve for your home, business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, credit cards, reverse and forward mortgages. You name it, if it has to do with credit or money, we'll discuss all the aspects. Here's a recent success story. After the appraisal came in, we learned that the master bath was under renovation and down to the studs with exposed pipes, etc. The lender wanted all the work to be completed prior to the close, which was 10 days away and impossible to make the deadline. Further, buyer did not want to do any work or investment in the property until they owned and closed. Our solution was to show that the current remodel project would not affect the value below the contract price, and that the other two bathrooms were more than adequate even if the master bath was never remodeled. We closed a day ahead of schedule. So make sure your loan officer has your back and can deal with these unique scenarios. I encourage you to ask your questions through our website, reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave your question or comment. You can also call us at 805-686-2321. Today's program idea comes from my past experience when 20 years ago, starting a new business with which I had no prior experience, I found the perfect resource called SCORE. SCORE is a new business and startup expansion resource. If you're an entrepreneur and need any kind of resource or experience, you've got to get in touch with them. That being said, today we are privileged to have in the studio Tom Phillips, director and volunteer of SCORE. Welcome, Tom, to our show. Glad you're
Thank
here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Tom, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started with SCORE.
Well, I retired to the Santa Barbara area and didn't have anything to do, and my wife suggested that I volunteer. So I looked for all these places where I could volunteer and do some work, and I couldn't find any place. And a friend of hers suggested SCORE, and I looked it up online. I couldn't find it. So finally I found SCORE, and I started to volunteer back in 2014. Okay. And SCORE is part of the SBA, and it's a nonprofit, and there's 300 chapters across the country, of which Santa Barbara County is one. We have one in San Luis Obispo and another one in Ventura that's close by.
Okay.
So that's how I got started. And
retired from what industry?
My brother and I started our own company. We started out manufacturing and distributing chocolate like Mars, Hershey, and Nestle to national chain accounts like Target and Kmart drop shipping. So we started with a consolidation program, and we expanded it to include frozen foods, cigarettes, tobacco, and we imported products from overseas. So we grew it to about an $800 million, 1,200 employee company.
Wow. Good for you.
From an idea.
Good for you. All right. Well, SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, what's that?
Yeah.
That's an acronym for what?
SCORE. That's an acronym for, it's called Senior Corps of Retired Executives. Okay. And it started back in the 1950s when all the servicemen were coming back from the war and they didn't have any jobs. So the federal government and the SBA put together a group of retired executives to mentor these returning servicemen so they could start their own businesses. So that's how it started.
Wow, back in the 1950s.
50s, 60s, wow. Yeah.
Tom, I was really impressed with your SCORE card, if you call it, your statistics for national, state, and county. Very interesting that 61% of your client base are women.
Right.
36% are minorities and 11% are veterans. Your local Santa Barbara scorecard was impressive as well, with 86% referral rate and 91% of past clients still in business. and over 48 new businesses started just in 2018.
Yeah.
That's
and
amazing.
It is amazing. And we have a small group of mentors in Santa Barbara. We have 25 men and women, and our transition, because we're not all old white guys anymore. So we've started to include a lot of women and asked a lot of women to join us, as well as Latinos. Mm-hmm. So we're about 40% women and minorities right now.
Okay.
And younger. 40% are also working. So we're transitioning to the knowledge that the younger entrepreneurial and small business space needs skills that are relevant now, not so relevant to my way of business,
the old way.
Although starting a business and running business is always the same.
Yeah.
But the marketing and the social media aspects
is a lot different.
Internet's completely different.
Now they have to worry about bandwidth instead of...
And everybody thinks social media. Well, I'll do social media. And nobody realizes the time and effort.
Right. It's complicated.
To make it work.
What type of individuals use SCORE resources that our audience can identify with? So... Your typical client is just at the women and the minorities that we just spoke about?
No, it's really everybody. It's men, women, minorities, and they're typically entrepreneurs, people that are thinking of starting a business, or small businesses that are having some issues, either trying to grow or different other problems with marketing, with finance, and so those are pretty much our typical.
Okay.
Customers.
So,
clients.
Basically, the type of, well, is there a particular type of business that you're working with more than others? Is it retail, finance? Is it
not so much
hospitality?
Brick and mortar. Yeah, not so much brick and mortar anymore. By brick and mortar, I mean a storefront. But it's a lot of food businesses, people wanting to get into the food or restaurant business.
Okay.
A lot of, there's some medical folks that are trying to start a business. There's really not one specific area. It's coming from a broad spectrum of people that just have an idea and want to start a business, or have a small business and want to try to grow it. So,
Is there a cost to using SCORE?
No. SCORE. There's a couple of things about SCORE. SCORE is all of our mentoring is free, and it's confidential, so there's no cost to it. We
confidential. Are you signing NDA agreements?
No. We just we will if they ask us to. But it's part of our agreement with the federal government that we don't divulge anything to another client or amongst ourselves. There's also we do not take any, or we cannot take any financial interest in anybody we mentor. So we are completely independent.
Mm-hmm.
And can't take and can't be on their board, can't have any interest at all.
Okay.
And I think we do workshops, so I think that's pretty much it.
Well, I know you do a lot of workshops, and we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Okay.
But what business acumen do you see lacking with your clientele?
Passion,
really?
Passion.
Start
passion.
Something else up, then they don't have the passion for it?
Well, to start a business, and you've started a business, and you've got to be pretty dedicated, and everything, you make that business run, and it takes a lot of work. And a lot of people think they have a great idea, and then when they get into the details with the planning, that they just don't have it. They don't have it. And there's some statistics out by SCORE that the main driver in starting new businesses is a passion for the subject or the product or the service.
Okay. Interesting.
So if you don't have the passion, you'll never make it.
I remember starting when I went to SCORE, they says, well, number one, you got to have a business plan.
Yeah.
Number two, you got to get capital, be capitalized over a certain level.
Those are important. But when we talk to people, if you really don't have the passion, if you're not curious, if you don't know what kind of business you're getting into, what your competition is doing.
Right.
You'll never make it. It's pretty much passion.
That's good. Well, speaking of that, let's take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Tom Phillips of SCORE.
Thinking about a reverse mortgage? Now is the time. Rates are still low, and David Brown of American Senior is offering a lender-paid credit for the appraisal on any reverse mortgage application that is funded between now and the end of the year. That's right, putting even more money in your pocket. Don't delay. This offer ends December 31st. Call David Brown of American Senior today. A reverse mortgage might not be right for everyone's situation, but it may be right for your mom, your dad, or grandparent. If you have questions or want no pressure, honest information, call 805-686-2321. See, the truth is, a reverse mortgage comes with little to no risk. It alleviates financial burdens, and it could be the financial solution for your loved ones during their golden years. Get the facts. Visit reloans.com. That's reloans.com. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law, Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA 341-30937.
Hi, David Brown here from American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending. I invite you to tune into The Credit Connection on KSMA, Saturday at 12:30. The Credit Connection pulls back the curtain on the credit industry to help you get the credit you deserve. We really enjoy your feedback and questions that relate to credit. Ask questions through our website at reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave us your question or comment. Saturday at 12:30, The Credit Connection on KSMA.
Welcome back to the second part of our show, The Credit Connection. If you're just now joining us, we are speaking with Tom Phillips of SCORE and entrepreneurship. We just spoke about you got to have passion, okay, in what you do. What are the predominant reasons for business failure?
Not knowing the market.
Not knowing the market.
Not knowing the your business that you're trying to get in. It's okay. Amazing how many people start a business that, say a baker, a woman makes great cookies at home. She said, I'm going to go out and sell those. And they have no idea how it works, how the business is. So it's not knowing really the business that they're getting in. Another big factor is not knowing how to develop cost. What's your cost? What's the overhead? What's the cost of goods sold? What's your fixed variable costs?
Yeah.
And people think that, let's see, I can make it for $10, and if I sell it for $20, I'm making $10 a piece, and it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, they haven't included taxes.
Overhead, rent, internet services, liability insurance.
There's
equipment,
just the cost
labor.
Of goods sold, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, and not all the other good things.
And it's really a combination of a lot of things. It's and I hate to keep going back to passion, but passion is a big thing. Not understanding the market, not understanding your competitors, not doing your costing right, and not being prepared. Like, failure is a big part of success, and if you're not ready to fail, you can't succeed.
Well, and then, you know, there's also having the cost of one thing, but then the disciplines they may not have a passion for or an interest in, like instead of a storefront, maybe they want to sell it on a virtual website, you know, and they have no knowledge about the...
Go to Amazon. Like, I can sell this on Amazon.
Right.
And they think it's...
So there's other parts of the business that are outside their wheelhouse that they haven't prepared for and may not know about.
Yeah.
Distribution, whatever.
Does their product, what's the shelf life of the product? How often does the market change?
Just the pricing to for market entry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Well, that's good to know. What are the key components for business success that you see?
Well, it goes back to the points we just talked about.
It's passion.
It's knowledge. Dedication. It's being inquisitive, knowing your market, knowing your competitors, know your suppliers.
Right.
You have to know all that. Then being able to communicate, having good employees. You know, you can't cut the corner on having good employees. They're everything to you. And being able to deal with adversity and more than anything, is just never give up and never quit.
Well, I learned about, there's this one company I was assisting with, and they were their own worst enemy because the CEO was really the best salesperson in the company, but he didn't run the company well.
Mm-hmm.
He was always in the own, his own way, if mm-hmm. you will, and
yeah.
and couldn't see it, you know, being it was it became paternal to him.
Yeah.
And so it was just going to have to be this way.
It's his baby, huh?
and nothing was going to, you know, deviate, yeah. and he wasn't going to let go of it.
Yeah.
And it was kind of interesting, but there was other people that could see it, but he couldn't.
Yeah. Focus is the other key factor. So, like entrepreneurs have, they'll have 20 different ideas, and they'll start one, then go to the other one, then go to the other one, and they won't accomplish anything.
Right.
Unless they prioritize and focus. So that's another big issue, is just prioritizing your thoughts and your direction and focusing on what's changing, even though it changes all the time. But
yeah, good to know.
One step at a time.
Tom, do you only deal with startups or in business expansions? What about business succession? What about sales, workouts, mergers, closings?
We do some of those. We have some great mentors that have background in venture funds with succession planning, IPOs, that type of thing. But we don't, honestly, we don't run into too many of those. It's okay. Mostly
startups
and small businesses that we get into.
On average, the business that you help would have a typical gross sales of what? Is there a range?
Probably I would say that what we're dealing with in Santa Barbara, and I think San Luis Obispo is a lot different because they have a lot more successful businesses and bigger businesses there, and as well as in Ventura. But ours probably range up to maybe a maximum of $2 or $3 or $4 or $5 million.
Okay. Well, that's still decent.
It is good.
Yeah. That's not so bad.
No.
How much interaction can the client do online with a SCORE mentor or advisor?
SCORE mentors can mentor a couple of different ways, face-to-face mm-hmm. or telephone or email. And so any one of those ways are acceptable. We also have a series of webinars that clients can do as well online from SCORE.org, the national organization.
Okay.
I prefer, and most of the mentors in our group prefer face-to-face because you get more, you build a rapport, you build a relationship.
Right.
You can find out what exactly the problems are when you're talking to somebody and looking them in the eye.
Right.
Whereas online, they say, well, my problem is financial. And then you spend 3 hours going emails back and forth and not really finding out what the real issue is.
Right. Yeah.
So face-to-face to us is pretty much the best way to go, most productive way to go. Although we are starting to do a lot with Zoom and that type of thing.
Right. Okay. So... online meetings and things of that nature.
Yeah, right. Zoom or one of something like that.
Yeah, go-to meetings or something like that.
Right.
Okay, well, good. Well, speaking of the webinars and so forth, tell us more, what's available to people? I saw that you had a couple of webinars coming up, including finance, knowing your numbers.
Yeah,
there's a number of different things that I saw coming up. Without giving us this specific dates, what subjects do these cover?
They cover anybody that's in business. We have a webinar. SCORE National does this, and they do it extremely well. On any subject that's pertinent to your business. So it's whether it's developing a cost structure, whether it's social media, whatever the subject is, they will have a webinar that you can just go to score.org and... there's a whole series of educational tools that will help doing business plans. Mm-hmm. Everything that you can possibly think of, they have online.
Wow. Okay.
Well, and it's free.
And that's online. But
that's
you also
all free.
Have live seminars and workshops.
Yeah,
I guess.
We do workshops in Santa Barbara. We try to do a workshop once a month. And those particularly deal with social media, digital marketing, MailChimp.
Okay.
Email.
Right.
How to develop an email list and that type of thing. So we do that. But we also have what we call interactive sessions. Workshops are a group of about 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more of a presentation rather than learning or an educational tool.
Mm-hmm.
To supplement our workshops, we have what we call interactive sessions where there are a small group of people with a specific SCORE mentor. And it's a small group, 4 or 5, 6 people, and it's intimate and it's interactive. So, okay. For example, we do a lot of interactive sessions with QuickBooks Online. Mm-hmm. So the attendees can come and ask specific questions. They learn also from the mentor, but they also learn from each other.
Right.
Questions. So we do that with digital marketing. We do it with regular marketing, with SEOs on websites, business startups, almost any subject that you can think of. We're starting to do more interactive sessions because they're more educational. And those are also free.
Oh, wow. And if I wanted to find out the schedule or look into what's coming up, I would go where?
They can go to santabarbara.score.org.
Santabarbara.score.org.
And there's a tab about a third of the way down the front page, and it says take a workshop, and they click on that tab, and it'll show all the upcoming workshops and interactive sessions.
Where it's going to be and what times and days.
Everything.
Okay. And these rotate occasionally. So if I miss it this month, I can find one next month probably.
Typically, the workshops vary from subject month to month, but the interactive sessions usually run for 3 months or 4 months in a row. So, for example, in Solvang, we're doing QuickBooks for a four-month period. An hour and a half, two-hour session once a month. And
just learning the program.
So you can sign up for 1, 2, 3, 4, or just whatever you want to do.
Now, do you have vendors or sponsors that help with those?
No, but we're looking for some.
So anybody wants to
give us any money, we'll take it.
You know, banks that have SBA loans and things of that nature.
Well,
so.
we do get a grant from the federal government once a year, but it's like any business, when you try to grow your business, you need funds. So we're always looking for ways to make money.
Opportunities,
We try to practice what we preach.
Right. There you go. Well, hey, tell us, you know, what I like to know is tell us a standout event that you've experienced with SCORE, either it's funny or a success or.
I can give you a couple of success stories. We have one client that's in Ventura. And he's dyslexic, and he was scattered. He was unfocused, and so over a series of months and years, you sit down with him and you talk with him. You try to get him to get the right people in place, and he grew his business. He quadrupled his business. He's now doing about $1.5 million a year.
Wow.
So that's one example. We have another company that some other mentors helped. And he did start out doing shoe testing for shoe companies like Nike.
Mm-hmm.
And
for mileage or what? Like a car?
Performance.
Okay.
To make sure that that it meets the specs for the manufacturer.
Right.
And he grew it out of nothing, and he has got this big testing lab in Goleta.
Wow.
So those are only a few examples, and probably out of every 10 clients we mentor, maybe one is a standout.
Okay. And they're all successful in their own way, but one really
listens and not only listens, but has all the components needed to make a successful business.
Uh-huh.
And so maybe 10% of them really work out well.
Awesome. Well, We talked about the different workshops, and how can they contact you if they have more questions?
They can go to our website, santabarbara.score.org.
Okay.
And do it that way. And we also have a number in Santa Barbara they can call and leave a message.
What's that number?
And that number is 805-367-3292.
One more time.
805-367-3292.
Okay, good. Thanks, Tom. Well, once again, clock tells us we're out of time, and what a great time we've had with Tom Phillips of SCORE. Thank you very much, Tom, for joining us today and sharing with us your expertise and perspective. Every week at the Credit Connection, we endeavor to earn your trust and provide not only valuable information, but actionable tips of the trade that make an impact on you. If you agree, please share our program with other friends and family. We post current and previous Credit Connection shows to our website, reloans.com, in case you miss one or want to share with someone else. For questions or comments, go to our website, reloans.com, or call us at 805-686-2321 and share your credit stories or scenarios with us. Thank you for tuning into the Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. I'm your host, David Brown, from High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.
Thinking about a reverse mortgage? Now is the time. Rates are still low, and David Brown of American Senior is offering a lender-paid credit for the appraisal on any reverse mortgage application that is funded between now and the end of the year. That's right, putting even more money in your pocket. Don't delay. This offer ends December 31st. Call David Brown of American Senior today. A reverse mortgage might not be right for everyone's situation, but it may be right for your mom, your dad, or grandparent. If you have questions or want no pressure, honest information, call 805-686-2321. See, the truth is, a reverse mortgage comes with little to no risk. It alleviates financial burdens, and it could be the financial solution for your loved ones during their golden years. Get the facts. Visit reloans.com. That's reloans.com. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law, Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA 341-30937.
Hi, David Brown here from American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending. I invite you to tune into The Credit Connection on KSMA, Saturday at 12:30. The Credit Connection pulls back the curtain on the credit industry to help you get the credit you deserve. We really enjoy your feedback and questions that relate to credit. Ask questions through our website at reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave us your question or comment. Saturday at 12:30, The Credit Connection on KSMA. SMA.